Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we are going to take you into the weekend tomorrow with the Reardon Roundtable. We got a great panel. Jane will be here, former State Senator Jeff Smith, Greg Keller, GOP consultant, all on the panel. We'll get some recommendations on some streaming from Paul Hall. I'm wondering if he's going to have seen the, this was released yesterday on Netflix, so I think I told you about this off the air. There's a new Eddie Murphy documentary.
Yes, I'm interested.
You know, I still haven't watched the John Candy doc.
I haven't either.
It's like on the top of my list, and it's in my, you know, saved stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. But every time I think about Press and Go, I just kind of want to, you know, do it on my own and make sure I can watch the whole thing. But we'll get Paul some recommendations. I really like this Death by Lightning show, which is about James Garfield. I mean, it's a part of American history that is literally never discussed, right? And I mentioned this the other day. It just started on Netflix. Michael Shannon plays President Garfield, and this all starts in 1880. And I've done a little reading on this. You know, they match up the history pretty well, but it's at the GOP convention when Garfield was stumping for somebody else. And he wasn't a candidate, but they went to 36 ballots before they picked a candidate. And Garfield had given this rousing speech, which I kind of think historians agree now. He kind of knew what he was doing a little bit. I'm not saying that he thought he would be the nominee, but he was trying to make, you know, that a moment for himself. So then it's the story of Charles Guiteau, who was a dude that helped Garfield become president. He was like a political gadfly type guy, and he always wanted to be involved, and he thought he was friends, and he would tell people he was friends with all these politicians, and he really wasn't, and he shot Garfield, you know, and it's that story. So the other thing I liked about that show is it's only 4 episodes, which, you know, you can get in and out. You don't have to worry about 8 or 9 episodes, but we'll maybe talk a little bit about that and some of the other things that are new on the streaming platforms tomorrow. Kusumano will be here. We'll take you into the weekend with some football previews. And Fred, did you hear me talking about MLS?
No.
And what just happened?
No.
They just flipped the calendar.
Yeah, to match all the other
soccer European
leagues. Yeah,
right.
That makes sense.
I guess they did that earlier today. All right, a couple things here before we get to Sue's news that I wanted to share. This is just one of those things that makes me jealous more than maybe anything, but it's an incredible story. Your kids, Fred, they're kind of, are they or are they not in the tech world?
Well, Shane.
He codes, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
he's like a coder.
That's his main job.
Right. Is he worth like $29 billion yet?
He's my retirement plan.
I know. He probably is, right?
I hear that.
But listen to this. So there's this thing called Cursor, which was founded by for kids who are now in their mid-20s at MIT. And what it is it makes an AI coding tool that engineers apparently love. They've raised $2.3 billion at a $29.3 billion valuation. That is 12 times the value that this company had in January of this year.
12 times.
Yeah, which is amazing, right? So Google has, you know, expressed interest, NVIDIA as well. So I guess it's founded by these four guys. The company makes an AI tool that learns a developer's coding style to help autocomplete, edit, and review lines of code, according to software engineers. The tool launched in 2023. I guess it's got a cult following. Something tells me your son would probably be aware of Cursor and what it does. And it allows George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet would be all over this too. It allows users to toggle between different AI models from OpenAI to Anthropic to Google and more. Anthropic, I'm not sure that one. Developers love its usability and flexibility, but the startup pays the big AI model companies substantial fees for access to their models. So that's one aspect. But they just rolled out something called Composer. And they say in the Wall Street Journal that that could eventually become an opportunity for the company to reduce its dependency on the third party models. And that could be even worth more money. So it's kind of crazy.
Good for them.
Yeah, I know, right? Can you? Well, it's like the Facebook story to a certain extent. Yeah. This might be a little bit more than that, certainly at the beginning. And then I just love this story because I don't understand it, and I love people that do stuff that we don't understand, and hopefully I'm not stealing anything from Sue's News because this sounds like it fits in Sue's News. This guy's name is Oscar Delaite. How would you pronounce this? D-E-L-A-I-T-E. He's French. Delaite, Delaite?
Yeah, I missed it. Went too fast for me. Usually I write that down.
Oscar Delaite,
yes.
19 years old. He's an engineering student in France. And he is best known for one great accomplishment right now. He has performed a bicycle maneuver longer and farther than anyone ever on this planet Earth has ever done.
What?
For 6.5 hours and 93 miles, specifically 150.4 kilometers or 93.45 miles, over 6 hours and 31 minutes, completed in September. He did,
A wheelie.
Wow. Oh, that's outrageous.
He did a nonstop wheelie, and he smashed the record.
For 93 miles?
Now, here's what I love about the person who did this column. I like Jason Gay. I'm a fan. Jason Gay is kind of a sports guy at the Wall Street Journal. And I remember, like, the last time I probably did a real wheelie was when I was, you know, 8 years old or something like that. I had friends that I used to ride road bikes with, and they were pretty good with wheelies, but I never wanted to, you know, crack my head. But Jason Gay said, popping a bike wheelie may be a rite of childhood, but not everyone is successful, and no one's been as successful as this guy.
93 miles. I'm still trying to process
that. It
sounds
like a unicycle, just riding a unicycle for 93 miles.
Jason says, think about it. In human history, 12 people have walked on the moon. Just 230 have won the Nobel Prize in Physics. Only one person has done a single wheelie for 6.5 hours. And they say, you know, he put some comparisons in here. Like, he could have watched The Godfather and The Godfather 2 back to back. He could have flown from Paris to Cairo. Now, this was on an indoor track, okay? So he did 752 unbroken laps.
Ridiculous.
Shattering the previous record by 70 kilometers. That's 43.5 miles. And then he collapsed to the ground exhausted and very sore, they say, in one particular area, as you might expect. And then Jason Gay says he had to track this guy down. And the question, what's the question? Why? Right? Yeah. Well, he says it was fun. And he says that he started doing it when he was a kid, and he kept doing it, and he just decided, I guess he's done this before. He had the longest one-handed wheelie set in 2024, so this is his thing, doing wheelies on bikes.
Was there a previous record?
Of this particular thing?
There was,
because he smashed it by 70 kilometers.
I guess if you get out there and you get going, you figure, let's keep going so nobody can touch it.
But that's a long
that
time.
That is insane.
Yeah. I mean,
I bike 30 miles and I'm like, woo, I'm
right.
Great.
I mean, the question,
I got both tires on the ground.
They didn't address this in here, but I can tell you what I think the answer is, you know, what would you do? Like, if you're watching the Tour de France, they don't often put the cameras on this, but they have little breaks on the Tour de France. And that's where the peloton will pull over and they will relieve themselves. Mm. And in this particular situation,
I didn't know that.
Well, Yes, and there's kind of an agreement with the Peloton. But here's the thing. If you're in competition for a particular, you know, stretch,
yeah,
or you're trying to get King of the Mountains or whatever, they're, well, I'll just say it this
way.
Are
they just not stopping?
Yeah, they're not stopping, yeah, right. And there is at least one very publicized YouTube of a very, very popular European cyclist who may have done more than number one when he was racing.
Oh, and sat in that?
Well, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But, I mean, I bring it up with this guy. He's on that thing for 6.5 hours. You tell me you didn't have to pee?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. Well, he might have. Not everybody has to pee every hour.
Like me?
Maybe they do, like, depends.
Well, that could be, Fred. But they don't mention it in the article. Now,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to know. One of our favorite pundits, Charles Lipson, professor emeritus of political science at the University of Chicago, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. His take on the end of the shutdown, the winners and the losers. And again, a little bit of a breaking story. Senator John Fetterman was hospitalized earlier today after a fall with some complications because of his heart condition. But he's apparently okay.
Yeah, and he's joking about it. He said, yeah, you thought my face was ugly before. Where do you see it now?
Oh, no. Did he mark it up a little bit?
I think he landed on his face.
But see, there's a guy like, I'm so vain, I wouldn't go out of my house for like a month probably, and I'd shut the cameras off in here. I'm just being honest, Sue. You know, I'm very self-aware.
That's why I'm...
Fetterman won't care, though, right? He'll go out there and do his thing.
He'll wear that hoodie. proud.
Yes, he will. All right, let's do this here. If I can... Oh, darn it. I hit the stupid thing wrong.
What?
Let's do this.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Presented by U.S. Men's Medical Center.
When I hit that thing the wrong way, which I did, I have to wait for it to fade out, and then I have to hit it again. No one cares, but I just thought I'd share that with you.
What? Okay. Today is World Kindness Day. World Kindness. That's very nice.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't believe I've ever celebrated that day in my life, Sue. I'm just setting you guys up.
I don't believe that you
saying the quiet part out loud.
But you can do it today. And it's also National Indian Pudding Day, which I'm not really sure what that is.
I don't know what that is.
So I just looked it up, and AI, which never lies, said, Sue, it's a classic New England dessert made from cornmeal. I'm out. Anyway, molasses and warm spices. I mean, without the cornmeal, I'm sure that'd be fine, but I guess that's the Indian meal.
Okay, why do you hate cornmeal, though? What's
I am
wrong?
Not a cornbread person. Okay. I love the corn. I like it on the cob.
I love cornbread.
I like it everywhere, but in the cornbread, I can do without it.
You don't like cornbread? Like warm with butter?
No.
Delicious butter? Oh, my God.
It's fine, but whatever. I'd rather have different bread, maybe cinnamon swirl or another thing.
Nothing against cinnamon swirl, but I like my cornbread.
My toaster in the wall from 1968 is no longer working. Who can I get to fix that?
Nobody.
There's nobody on earth. I guess they'd have to come to the house. It's not like I could pull it out and take it somewhere.
There's got to be somebody, though.
Right, that's what I mean. I'm sure it's just I don't know what it is, but I put in my toast, and it came back up. Then I put it down again. It's dead.
Did you unplug it and plug it back in or anything like that?
There's no plug on it.
Oh,
it's in
really?
The wall.
Is it too late
there's
move?
A plug somewhere,
Well,
though.
Yeah, but I can't access it unless I get into the drywall.
Can't you pull the toaster out at all?
I don't.
You can't a microwave? No, I'm being serious.
It's literally built into the wall.
Okay.
So I'm afraid if I take it out, what, am I going to break it? But no, but I'll leave a hole in the...
Sounds like you're going to need a new toaster that is not built in.
Somebody help me, please.
Yeah, but if people come over, just tell them it works. I make my toast in there all the time.
Yeah, but what if I want toast?
Then you got to use the fake toaster.
I don't
want to
do
toaster.
That. Oh, I see what you mean. Use it as a... object.
Decoy.
Yeah, that's a good plan. On this day in history, 79 years ago, so this is in the 40s, it's 1946, and that's when skiers at Mount Greylock, Massachusetts were amazed by inventor Vincent Schaefer's new creation, artificial snow. Artificial snow is 79 years old today. And you guys, 58 years ago, in St. Louis, in 1967, Dwight D. Eisenhower became the first and only president to ride to the top of the Arch. Now, Eisenhower had authorized construction of it in 1957, and he was out of office, but they thought, you know, we're going to send him. He's the only one because the Secret Service won't let a sitting president go up because of security concerns. It's such a small space.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
That's almost random fact. Isn't it? But that's
kind
pretty
of is.
Cool.
That's from Joe Sonderman's book, This Day in St. Louis History. And I did not know that. So he's the only president ever to have gone up in it. It's just crazy.
It is.
All right, now.
Well, you would think, I mean, if they really wanted to, couldn't they
clear out the whole thing,
right?
I would think. Well, we need somebody with a desire to go up
in there. Well, and I haven't. When's the last time you were up in that arch, Fred?
Oh, not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah,
Sue?
It's fun.
Yeah, probably within the last 7 years.
For me, it's mid-80s.
When
I moved here, we moved here in 1979. I was
then you take everybody.
Three times a year, right?
Yeah.
But I haven't done it in a while.
Oh, and the movie is still
great. The movie's great.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, a new poll found almost a third of Americans, that's 31% at least, now have some sort of side hustle going. The most common one is to sell or resell stuff online. Now, the top products they sell are handmade or custom goods, vintage, secondhand stuff. I mean, Joyce could be on there selling old Fred shirts,
There you go.
Yeah, worn by the Hall of Famer.
How about old Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
And print-on-demand products like fun T-shirts. But the number one reason people say they have this side hustle, help make ends meet. 73% say to help pay bills. I like to put stuff on Facebook Marketplace, but that's just to get rid of it. But I
but that's
do two
the place
jobs.
To do it these days.
It is.
Yeah.
It really
I've got
is.
Lots of sides, but no hustle. You know, no, I'm not making money off of anything.
I understand this, Fred. I really do. All right. Singer Adele is going to try her hand at acting. Acting. She's going to star in a Tom Ford movie called Cry to Heaven. It's an adaptation of Anne Rice's book from the 80s, and it's in pre-production right now. They haven't said when. What do you think? Will Adele be good?
I think she will be.
Fred?
I think so.
Yeah. I assume there's no singing in Cry to Heaven. I mean, Anne Rice doesn't break into song.
It's not a
you
musical.
You know what I'm saying?
I would doubt it's musical, right.
So
yeah.
We'll
good point.
See how she does. All right. How do you say ChatGPT? I think that's how we all say it, ChatGPT.
Are you telling me there's a different way to say it now?
Well, listen to this. I just thought it was funny. Somebody did an interview with former Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the UK.
Oh, yeah. He was the funny guy with the hair and everything.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And he makes the rounds. And it sounds like he just says, like, it sounds like ChatGPT. So listen to what he said.
I love AI. Do you use AI?
Absolutely.
Do you use ChatGPT? You know ChatGPT? I love ChatGPT. I love it. ChatGPT is fantastic.
That's awesome.
I just thought that was so great. ChatGPT.
Oh, that is good.
All right. Hundreds of bagpipers broke a world record in Australia yesterday when they gathered.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know it was a soundbite. I thought it was just the sound of the... You want me to play it?
Yeah, well, hold on. Let
I
me
screwed
set
up.
It
sorry,
up.
I thought it was just Nat's sound.
No,
my bad.
Hundreds of bagpipers, and they're all in Australia. They gathered to perform AC/DC's It's a Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll. Now, here's part of the performance and a couple of bagpipers.
Well, we love breaking a world record, don't we? And there are hundreds and hundreds of people here from the public to watch this very special moment.
Well, I've been playing bagpipes since I was 9, and I'm just sort of thinking this would be a bit of fun towards the end of my career. Go out with a bang.
I love it. Fred, do you remember when we had bagpipes in the KMOX studio?
Oh, that's right.
Soup.
What was the occasion?
I don't remember. I do. I think it was Mark Sutherland was involved.
Of
and it
course.
Was the remember
course.
They used to do the Scottish games and everything? The,
yes.
This big thing. The loudest, and I've been to concerts, the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh,
bagpipers in a radio studio. It was so loud.
Oh, that's hilarious. They say at this thing there were 374 blowing the bags. I mean, 370. Wow. It must have been so loud. The oldest performer was 98. The previous record was 333 pipers in Bulgaria, so they were really blowing it up. AC/DC is playing tonight in Australia, which is why they're doing it.
I love it. All right.
I always thought, the bagpipe, every instrument appears hard to me to play.
Agreed.
Bagpipe looks impossible.
Yeah.
My dad played the accordion. That also looked really hard.
Did you try it?
No.
Oh.
It's too heavy.
I didn't realize that. Okay, here's my happy story of the day. A small school district in Ohio. You know, we've just got all this vitriol going out there. So a small school district in Ohio set up a microphone in the middle of the hallway and invited students to share something good that's happened to them recently. And it's just kind of positive because you think of the kids as, everybody's depressed and on. But here's what they said. Here's some of their positive answers.
I woke up at the good time today for school, so I didn't miss the bus.
Someone told me that my hair looked really pretty today. There was a new girl at school today, and I think I made a new friend, so... Yeah.
I got 100% on my German test today.
I finally got a girlfriend.
A good thing that happened to me today was Ms. Gates, she complimented my artwork.
And I got my braces off recently.
I have been more hanging out with my family, friends.
Me and my sister are actually kind of getting along now, and like we're not arguing as much as we used to.
Yeah, that one kid
Isn't
said,
nice?
It
that's
got great. Edited out. The one kid said, I finally got dumped by a girl now too, once
no,
I had a girlfriend.
No,
that's nice. I like to see that.
I just thought
right.
it was kind of nice. And there's a new report out saying the average parent, I was going to ask Mark if this is true, with a young kid fields how many questions a day, would you say?
From my daughter?
From your daughter. Now, and I'm not talking about ones that are difficult, just do you deal with a lot of questions? And does it get better as they get older? She's 10 now.
Well, I think a fair amount of questions, but it's not that bad. Plus, it depends on the time of the year. Like in the summer, a lot of questions because she was driving us crazy. But now that she's in school,
it's
not
so bad.
Right.
They say the average parent with a young kid fields 46 questions per day. Would you say that'd be about accurate, Fred?
It sounds like.
You'll love this.
A younger child.
You know what one of the questions was yesterday morning? Remember I had the rental car and I had to listen to commercial radio and I didn't know. I think this is commercial radio.
Yes, it is.
So there was a Rick Astley song that came on Clue or something like that and they talked about Rickrolled. And my daughter said, what is Rickrolled? And I sort of had to explain it.
Oh, I love that.
And she knew the Rick Astley song. She actually
heard
that one. Yes.
Okay, well, that's kind of good.
That's good. Good upbringing.
Yeah.
Okay, Sue just looked at the time. And finally in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. One of the very first items ever sold on eBay in 1995 was a broken laser pointer for $14.83. When the founder of eBay asked why the guy bought it, he said, quote, I'm a collector of broken laser pointers. Duh. And there you have it.
I got to go out with this.
I love AI. Do you use AI?
Absolutely.
Do you use ChatGPT? I love ChatGPT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, we got Curtis Houck from Newsbusters at the Media Research Center coming up after 5 o'clock, plus an audio cut of the day. We have a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. Jane will be here on the panel in the 3 o'clock hour. Former State Senator Jeff Smith, GOP consultant Greg Keller will be here. We'll all have the fun stuff in the 4 o'clock hour with Paul Hall, Cusimano with a preview of sports going into the weekend, and then we have some fun stuff planned for the 5 o'clock hour as well. So, you know, we've just come off this election cycle, and the government is back open, and AOC is thinking about running for Senate, of course.
I think what is so important for folks to understand is that this problem is bigger than one person, and it actually is bigger than the minority leader in the Senate. We have several Senate primaries this cycle. I know I'm being asked about New York.
And she's going to probably run. Charles Lipson is with us, professor emeritus at the University of Chicago. Not only is she going to win, but I mean, in all likelihood, she would win that. I don't see how she wouldn't. Don't you agree, Charles? How are you this afternoon?
Well, she would win the Democratic nomination, yeah, whether yeah. she could beat a competent Republican, and there would be, I'm sure, Republican opposition. It's just hard to know. The Republicans' problem has been that they don't win nearly as many votes when Trump himself is not on the ballot, and of course he never will be again.
Well, I mean, there's the third term. Come on, Charles. You're not up to speed with that. Oh, I like when he messes with people on that. But
oh,
what's...
gosh. He knows how to troll, doesn't he?
Yes.
And those memes that have come out about Schumer and Jeffries in the Mexican hats, they were just hysterical.
I thought they were funny, too. I mean, if you have a sense of humor, I think you'd have to. But let's kind of look at where we are right now post-shutdown. To me... And we haven't spoken since this thing kind of got back open, obviously, officially yesterday. But they didn't get a thing. The Democrats got nothing. And now we also know that these same folks, including Dick Durbin, I guess, because he's not running for reelection, go to Chuck Schumer and say, you know, the Gang of Eight or whatever, hey, we're ready to do this. And they say this about a week into the shutdown. And he says, no, just kind of hold off on that. And in the end, he puts all these people through difficulty. We have the nation's air traffic control system a mess still, and it was all because of politics, which is, by the way, something we were pointing out for the whole shutdown as well.
You sure were, and the estimates are that we'll lose 1.4%, almost 1.5% of GDP for the fourth quarter because of the shutdown. It's just inexcusable. See, Chuck Schumer's problem was obviously the left wing of his party, and that's where the activist base is, and that's where actually a lot of the money is, both small donations and big. But remember, there was a fiscal cliff once before, and they faced the CR, the continuing resolution, which would just keep the current budget in place for a few more weeks while they tried to work out something more long term. And he said yes. And he was just brutally attacked by the party's left wing. So the same issue came up again, and he thought, okay, if I'm attacked for saying yes, why don't I try saying no? So he says no. The problem was it became increasingly clear that the Republicans wouldn't break. There was no chance that the Republicans would give in and the White House wouldn't give in to the demands. And the demands... started out with a $1.5 trillion ask from the Democrats. And, of course, the Republicans weren't going to give in. And in the end, it became clear that this, if the Democrats didn't cave, this would just go on longer and longer. I had a proposal, if it hadn't been ended last week, which was that the FAA say that there's all sorts of problems with the air traffic controllers, and what we need to do is move all the air traffic controllers at Reagan National and Dulles and Baltimore to other airports so that they can cover the gaps.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we've got this.
That would have solved it in a week.
Well, I also think that at this point, hopefully we've got this thing under control. It's going to take a little time to catch up. But
yep.
That, I mean, that could have been. My wife's traveling tomorrow to Denver. I have a son coming in from Houston. I mean, these are the type of things. I think the eight people that finally said, we got to open this thing back up, they were panicked about that. And I'm not so sure
why. And the snap, I think there was lot of pressure on them around the snap. And there were these judges that just said, I feel that we ought to do it. They couldn't find any real constitutional basis to require this, so it was going to be overruled at higher levels. There are problems with the SNAP program, but there are lots and lots of people who are on it who need it. And if you cut that off, and you're the Democrats, you're just cutting right into the heart of your basic argument.
So when you look at, you know, a year from now, and what's going to happen in the midterms, and reading the tea leaves from a couple of weeks ago, to me, and I'm not an expert on this, but obviously the opposing party is typically favored in the midterm. So there's probably a pretty good chance, and we don't know what's going to happen with the economy, et cetera, that the Democrats might be able to retake the House in 2026. But to me, the Senate map, and you heard AOC refer to that, and there are races out there, the Senate map, I think, is quite favorable for Republicans next year. So we could very well have a situation where we have a Democrat-controlled House, a Republican Senate, a Republican in the White House.
Yes, that's exactly right. And the Senate is more important because the Senate is Senate approval is required for all appointments. So if you want to appoint a judge, if you want to appoint a cabinet secretary or a senior cabinet official, then you need to get Senate approval. You don't need to get House approval. For any legislation, you need both houses, and you often need a 60-vote majority in the Senate. There are some exceptions to that on financial bills, which is why the big, beautiful bill got passed. It wouldn't have been passed if it needed a 60-vote majority. So the problem with the blockage that we now see, and I think it's going to be symmetrical if Republicans would do the same were they in the position, is that we end up being ruled by executive orders. And executive orders by the President of the United States, assuming they're found, even if they're found constitutionally appropriate by the courts, nevertheless, it looks a lot like rule by a king. And so this is a problem, I must say.
Yeah, well, and then, you know, that you, sounds like you're alluding to that problem kind of leaking into 2028, right?
Well, 2028, I think, first of all, the Democrats don't have a party leader until 2028. And even then, if it's a moderate, do you expect that the far left of the party, they'll go along at least in a nominal way? They'll say, oh, we support this person. But they're going to be a problem. You know, Seattle looks like they've just elected somebody who's just as far left as Mondani in New York.
Right, I know.
And she says she's going to order grocery stores to stay open. That'll, of course, be found unconstitutional. But it's like, you know, you're electing kids just out of high school with a high school grade education about what they think they can do. And it's just not going to work.
It'll be, you know, obviously, we always do this. We fast forward, and we probably should be focusing on the now. But to me, it is going to be fascinating because if I keep mentioning Rahm Emanuel as a guy who's out there trying to talk common sense to his party, and he's a guy that's not crazy, and he's very moderate, and he doesn't hate the police, et cetera. I cannot see someone like that popping through any of the clutter on the Democrats. I think it's much more likely that you get someone like Gavin Newsom or J.B. Pritzker or, you know, hell, even AOC or someone like that. And that's going to kind of be fun to see develop. Because to your point, I don't think that the far left will go along with someone like Rahm Emanuel. I think they'll take a stand real quickly if it's someone that's more moderate.
Absolutely. He was probably the last competent mayor we had in Chicago. Right now, Chicago is in the running along with Portland and Seattle and New York and several other places to just be among the worst run cities in the country. And it's just striking to me to see that there are still these justice so-called prosecutors who don't want anybody in jail, no matter what the crime. It seems to me that there's got to be political pushback on that. But you're absolutely right that if the economy turns down or continues to be sluggish for ordinary people, then the party in power always has trouble in the midterms, always has trouble in the general election. But that would be trouble for the Republicans in this case.
Charles Lipson, you can find his work at charleslipson.com. You have a great weekend, Charles. Great to hook up with you. All right, this is the segment of the show where I will share perhaps one of the more disturbing stories that you will hear all year. And hopefully that's not hyperbole.
Wow.
Listen to this. This is out of a Brussels newspaper, which is called the Brussels Signal. And I've never heard anything like it. They called it the Sarajevo Safari, Sue, a chilling criminal network that across Europe in the 1990s allegedly sold, quote, war vacations, unquote, in the Balkans. This is where, listen to this, wealthy, you think Epstein's bad, right? This is where wealthy clients paid huge sums of money to shoot unarmed civilians for sport.
Mark.
Apparently, this was originally reported in Milan in Italy. I have the English translation from the Brussels Signal. But I guess the public prosecutor's office there opened an investigation following a report by Italian investigators who had spent a year digging into the case. Years, not just a year. According to Ennio Gavenzi, who's the investigative writer here, the organization arranged for groups of so-called weekend snipers to travel to Bosnia in areas controlled by Bosnian Serbs on short war vacations, paying to shoot civilians for sport. Now, they say that this has been long dismissed as a rumor because it appeared in the 1990s in media reports and then it resurfaced in testimonies and documentaries. In fact, there was a trial of a Bosnian Serb commander in 2007, and there was testimony, I guess, that he had encountered tourist snipers among the attackers, describing outsiders that were armed and dressed like foreigners. The Hague Tribunal documented over 11,000 civilian deaths during the 92-96 siege of Sarajevo. That was a very war-torn area during that time, of course. But today, for the first time ever, this would have been yesterday, the prosecutor's office has opened a case aiming to investigate the Italian snipers involved in the so-called safaris. The files remain classified. There is an investigative source with Brussels Signal, the publication that I'm using here, who confirmed that individuals from across Europe are believed to have been involved. If this is proven, the investigation could extend to other countries. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, it's probably true.
Really?
Which is sickening, right?
How do we know that it's true?
Well, we don't know. But that's why they're but here's the deal. I mean, look, it's been rumored, but there was testimony about this. Now, that could have been, you know, the guy, the general that testified to this, maybe he was spreading rumors. But now what's different is 30 years later, they're literally opening up an official investigation. So I think they're going to try to get to the truth. And to your point, Sue, look, we may find out. Maybe hopefully we'll find out that this stuff is not true.
Yeah.
But what's that stupid Netflix show that everyone watches about the shooting? What the hell is that thing called? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Just where they line them up?
Yeah, yeah.
The firing squad?
No, it's called something else.
Sorry.
But that's what this kind of reminds me of is, you know, a situation like that. But for someone to sign up and say, hey, let's go shoot some civilians.
I mean, I just can't imagine that.
Yeah. I would hope it's not true, but they have opened an investigation.
Wow.
I'm going to get a little bit more into this BBC thing probably in the next hour, and this has to do with the Australian media as well. There were two big shots. I mean, like people that were in charge of the BBC that resigned last weekend. I covered a little bit as at the beginning of the show, but also some of this extends into Australia. And Trump is threatening to sue both the BBC and the Australian news service because they misrepresented him. This is interesting. This is Brian Stelter. Okay, remember Brian Stelter, who used to be on CNN? He's kind of gone rogue, some of the rest of them. He does his own media stuff. Here's what he said about the BBC.
In a vacuum, this really bad edit by an outside production company would not cause heads to roll at the very top of the BBC. But the network exists in an incredibly politically charged environment, even as it tries to be apolitical and impartial.
He's being honest about that. But when you see the details, and I started to go over some of them in the last hour of the ways that they covered stories, Sue, it's really quite stunning. And by the way, it maybe for those of us here in this country, it's not, because it's really exactly the same thing that they were doing with some of the stories here in Children's Hospital. And, you know, the things that happened with the trans clinic probably is something that falls right in line with that. Because if you look at some of the reporting here from the BBC and some of the stuff that they highlighted, some of it had to do with, you know, the Tavistock Clinic and some of the reports from the UK where they were shutting down this so-called gender-affirming care. And lo and behold, you might not be shocked to find out that when you match up the amount of actual information that was critical of gender-affirming care with that praised gender-affirming care, it was way off balance. I mean, not even close, similar to what, you know, happened at NPR. So one of the examples they offered here is a story about doctors causing serious harm to children, adolescents, and vulnerable adults. Readers of Public, this is Mike Schellenberger who wrote this, and he does a Substack, will recall that in the spring of last year, we released documents, and I mentioned this earlier, the WPATH files, with a whistleblower that had given to us. And there was coverage of everything that happened with this World Professional Association for Transgender Health, but the BBC censored a lot of this stuff, and there was bias. It would not cover, and this is true for a lot of the media outlets here. Look, it's very true, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It refused to cover detransitioners, people who regretted taking hormones or receiving surgeries in an attempt to change their sex or gender. In this country, I would think that a show like 60 Minutes would be really, really fitting, maybe now that Barry Weiss has taken over, to do a different type of story on gender-affirming care. How about talk to Jamie Reed's husband, who is detransitioning, and find out what that is all about. They didn't even cover at the BBC a major lawsuit by a group of nurses after their hospital allowed a man to use their changing room. And beyond WPATH, the BBC gave little to no coverage of the trans medical scandal, even though the UK government, well ahead of our government, banned puberty blockers. So all of this stuff shouldn't surprise a lot of people that listen to this show, because you know what happens at the legacy media outlets here. And it's probably arguably worse at the BBC.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.